You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, June 8th. And this afternoon, the Philadelphia Eagles held their second and final OTA session that was open to the media. Following OTAs, several Eagles players spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I am your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Fletcher Cox. He shared his thoughts on the potential of this year's defense, especially the front seven. He explained how he views his career moving forward now that he's on a one-year contract, and he touched on being the most experienced player in the room and a mentor to the younger players. Then you'll hear from Isaac Sayamalo, who discussed how his rehab process went and how he's feeling now. He was asked about competing for the starting role and being flexible and open to playing various positions. And after the break, you'll hear from Davion Taylor, who touched on connecting with N'Kobe Dean. He was asked how he stayed involved last season while he was injured. And he was asked about being in the second season with the same system under Jonathan Gannon. And last, you'll hear from Dallas Goedert, who described the biggest differences that he's noticed from Jalen Hurts so far this year compared to last year. He also touched on what he's seen from the younger tight ends in the room and the impact that he thinks AJ Brown will have on spacing and opening up the field. Take a listen.
So from your perspective, can you kind of take us through what happened during that weekend mark?
Sure. I mean, it's just one of them things where, you know, you try to get things worked out. I knew the team wanted me here, but just, you know, it was a deadline before we could get things done. And it just, you know, with time is always ticking. You know, you only got a certain amount of time to do and get certain things done. Like I said, I knew they wanted me here, but it was just part of the process. Everything was, you know, respectively professional. And obviously, I appreciate the organization for that. And then we got everything figured out.
Did you ever say you wouldn't be back?
Was I nervous? I mean, I wasn't nervous. I knew at some point, you know, everybody has that day, right? That day where they get released at a team they've been playing for a long time. Obviously, at some point that day has to come, but I'm glad we were able to get things worked out. And, you know, I'm here now. I've been here since last week. I was in it. I was here for 2 days last week, here all week this week, and excited to be back in the building.
Players work for that free agency their entire careers. You had the opportunity. Do you ever think about maybe – seeing what else was out there?
It was just some time, you know, just taking some time. I knew that, I mean, you know, possibly things worked out. Obviously, when you're a free agent, teams do reach out. And it's part of the process, you know, I get it. But, you know, the Eagles wanted me here. You know, I'm back now and, you know, getting ready now to go into training camp. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, your stature here, was it kind of an insult to you to go through all this? Were you surprised that, you know, things went the way they did? They weren't eager to do something right away?
I mean, with everything takes time, you know. I think, you know, with that deal right there, it's a time matter. And I knew, you know, days or, you know, maybe a week or so before that we were trying to get things worked out, Todd and Howie and, you know, and the organization. And it came to a point where 4 or 5 o'clock it was. And, you know, I was notified by my agent and all that. We kind of knew what would go down. So that's behind us. You know, I'm here now and I'm excited about the season. Oh, that's great. You know, I've talked to him, picked his brain, and, you know, the little time I have been here with him, I've been on him a little bit about, you know, just how to be a professional. I'm trying to teach him how to be a pro, how to practice, how to handle certain situations. But it's good. I think the more talent we have on the D-line, the better we are.
You've had other young defensive tackles here in the past. Have you kind of molded the way that you want to be a teacher to them?
You know, absolutely. I think, you know, the the best coaches are the best teachers, you know. And, you know, I want to be able to, you know, to share a lot of information with Jordan, you know, and I know he'll get it. You know, it's going to be a lot for him. I mean, he's a rookie. I've been in that same position before where guys have, you know, kind of taken me under their arms and kind of helped me lead the way. So I'm excited about Jordan. And, you know, we converse all the time and talk about, you know, football and more importantly about life, you know, about, you know, how have things been lately with you. But I'm excited about him to see him go in training camp.
When you look at the defensive tackle rotation, you and Javon and now Jordan, I mean, like, how good do you guys think you can be?
I mean, the way that we rotate, it's built, and especially around here, it's built where, you know, there's not a drop off. You know, there's 1A and there's 1B. There's not a drop off. There's no second group. There's no second stream when it comes to, you know, since I've been here, there's no really a second stream. There's never a drop off. And you expect the guys behind you to play up to the level that you're playing and with the sense of urgency that you're playing with. And it's going to be really good for us the way that we rotate.
With Jordan coming on, where you guys can feel at the same time?
I mean, JG have different ways of doing everything, man. And he just found out what we're really good at. And, you know, he's kind of stick with it, you know, whatever the flavor of the week is, whatever he's wanting to do. And he's really good with that. So we're all excited about that, to, you know, have all of us on the field at the same time. Maybe just two of us. Maybe it just depends on what the situation is.
How do you feel that with the, you know, possibly doing more odd man fronts? How does that change your job? You know, I guess just what's the transition like?
I've talked to JG over the summer. We've had a lot of conversations about a lot of different things. And I think the biggest thing is, just go out and put us in the best situation as a D-line, you know, best situation to win the game and to play on the opponent's other sideline of the scrimmage. You know, I'm excited about that, especially going to year two of this defense, you know, knowing what to expect from him, getting a relationship with him, knowing what he liked to call in certain situations, which helps a lot.
This is the first time in your career you've been on a one-year contract. How does that make you view your future, your career?
I view it as I've been viewing it every year, honestly. I go in and take it 1 year at a time. But there's no extra pressure on me. I still train the way I train in the offseason. I don't, you know, do anything different. I still carry myself the same way. I don't think that, you know, maybe, you know, trying to do something just spectacular. You know, being here for 10 years, the team know what to expect. They know I'm a hard worker. They know I'm a leader. They know I'm going to show up on Sundays, and I expect it of myself. So I don't get really into the whole one-year deal thing. So I just take it year by year, day by day, and then week by week, and just pick my head up at the end of the year, see where I'm at.
How do you feel about this defense overall? This is Hassan Reddick, of course, some of the rookies. How good, what's the potential of this defense, especially the front seven?
I mean, it's good. It's great. I mean, you think about it. We got BG, Hassan, Derek, Sweaty, guys that can rush the quarterback. You know, a lot of great guys. And again, the way we rotate, it don't matter. But with all the additions with Bradberry, especially him and Slay will be a really good combo. And you know, this defense, again, second year for a lot of players. So we're able to teach the new guys that's come in. We're able to teach them, you know, ways to do things the way that JG want things done in certain defenses, which is great. You know, the guys that we brought in also, you know, they're veterans. So they know what to expect of themselves.
As far as day-to-day teaching, JG split up you guys, the interior guys, and the edge rushers. They're with Wash. You stick with Tracy. But you used to be together. Does that change anything from that perspective?
No, it hasn't changed anything. I think the biggest thing is, I mean, during the week, I'm sure we'll come together. You know, I mean, a lot of the organizations do it where they have a DN coach and a D tackle coach, which is first time for me. And then, you know, going through it, but I think at the end of the day, they're both great coaches. Have a bunch of smart players in the room in both rooms. And, you know, I know during the week, maybe Thursdays, Fridays, we'll both come together. We have to come together at some point to go over certain things, you know, we'll all get in the flow of things and be used to it and ready to go.
As you said, you had the training routine to get ready for the season. What made you want to come this week?
Well, I always pop my head in. You know, that's just a sign of respect and a sign of being professional, you know. And, you know, you want that to carry on. I mean, obviously, you know, you always want to come in. You know, you want to have organization to have the trust in you that you're working out, that you're in shape, that you're showing up in shape and not, you know, just sitting at home on the couch. You know, just something I've been doing the last few years. You know, I'm always going to pop in, show my face, work hard, you know, get around the guys again. And, you know, obviously now we're getting ready for training camp. It was up and down. You know, last year, you know, it was up and down, and you know, that was the biggest thing. But now, you know, you're going into year two of a defense, you know what to expect. As I just said, you know what to expect. I know what to expect. And, you know, just make the best of it. You have fun playing the game. You know, it's my 11th year and I've been enjoying it. So, you know, have fun doing it. And, you know, obviously, you know, you want to win at the end of the day.
What's it like for you to go from, you know, I'm sure it's, I mean, it's your 93, whatever, but it wasn't that long ago that you were a young guy. And now here you are, the mentor. They're bringing in guys for you to mentor a mold for when you're not here anymore. What is that?
I mean, it's a good transition, you know. I think the biggest thing is, you know, obviously, you know, I am the oldest D tackle in the room, so with the most experienced player in the room. But that being said, though, you know, I have to expect high expectations for myself, also, you know, not only just be able to tell those guys what to do, but I got to go out and put it on tape. But you know, it just means a lot, man. I'm having fun with those guys, just, you know, teaching those guys. And my biggest thing is always younger guys is, you know, what Trent and what Cullen and what Daryl Tapp and what those guys taught me how to do was be a pro. And that's the first thing I want to teach them, how to be a pro.
When you look back at it, how much did you guys, and you personally, miss Brandon Graham on your left side last year, especially on maybe the best year you've had?
It was big, real big, especially for me. You know, obviously playing with Brandon on the left side for, let's say, 10 years almost until he got hurt last year. A guy that your communication with is just second to none. You know, when he's in the game, you know, you ain't got to say much to him. You know the communication, know what teams are trying to do to us, know the way teams are trying to attack us. And then when Josh stepped in, it took me and Josh a couple of games to, you know, to get on the same page on how he rush, how we plan this play, how we plan that block. And, you know, towards the end of the season, we got there, which, you know, that shows that, you know, it don't matter who you put over there. With time, in real game reps, it all works out.
Yeah, that's it. Playing the right side, and how much does it take to, you know, play your last play a few years ago? How was that adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, it's been an adjustment for sure, but, you know, talking to guys like Brandon Brooks, who I've always been close with, I mean, he was the best at the position, so I've talked to him a bunch. Obviously, switching, you know, from one guard to the next, there's different technicalities and weight position and all this kind of specific O-line stuff, but it's been going really well being out there, especially with, you know, Kelsey and Lane, you know, still getting to play next to both of those guys is truly a blessing. So, no, I'm excited about it.
How did the rehab process go for you, and when did you start feeling like yourself again?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely still ongoing, but it's been awesome to be out there. I mean, The first surgery was in October, and then another one in February. So it's been long for sure. But I'm definitely ahead of schedule, you know, in terms of being out there, moving around. It feels good. So you know, I'm really happy and really thankful for a lot of people, especially in the training staff and the weight room guys. Big shout out to my mom coming out to help me out a bunch. Couldn't have been, you know, been here without her too. So very thankful for a lot of people.
So why the second surgery?
Oh, they put metal in and then they took metal out. That's about it.
Is that normal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did your wife do? How did she help out?
Yeah, I mean, she was out here when I couldn't walk for a long time. You know, when I didn't feel like getting up off the couch, she was extremely helpful, and also the company, to be honest. You know, when you're on IR and injured and away from the team, you can sometimes feel like you're not necessarily a part of the team, but having family out here made it much easier.
As you watched Landon play the left guard last year, did you think there was a pretty good chance they wouldn't move him from there?
I'll tell you what, Landon balled out last year, man. You know, he came in, you know, with some injuries, you know, coming off of some injuries, got thrown in there, which, I mean, unfortunately has happened a lot across the league for offensive lines. And, you know, he weathered the storm, ended up playing really well at the end. And him and Jordan have such a tight bond relationship that, you know, me personally, I kind of embrace challenges anyways. So, you know, if they play so well together, you know, I don't mind. You know, I've loved playing next to Jordan. That's been great. But I feel, you know, I get to play next to Lane too. So it's not, you know, they're both, you know, two of the best at what they do. So I'm thankful either way.
On that note, Isaac, you starting job as your job is as long as you're healthy, or do you think you'll be competing throughout training camp
for season? First and foremost, I mean, every year you're competing. Doesn't matter if you're a 12-year All-Pro or a first-year rookie. You know what I mean? You got to come in with that mindset that they're always going to bring in somebody to you know, compete for your job. That just is what it is. I'm no stranger to that. But I think when I'm healthy, you know, I think the film says a lot, you know, that I can play at a really high level. And I still feel that way, especially with how the foot has been recently feeling. So it's not, I definitely feel, you know, when I'm good and ready to go, like I'll be out there playing well.
Something like this, like you said, as far as some guys might be, hey, that's my position. I'm the left guard. I might not want to make that switch. How important is it that you kind of accept it, embrace it, and go?
Yeah, I mean, even from the first year I got here, I played guard, tackle, center, tight end. I mean, there was a preseason game where I played every position, but so I, you know, I'm used to that kind of, you know, movement around and kind of. I kind of have a motto that I live by, and that's living in the moment, you know, day by day. I try to squeeze as much as I can out of every day, especially during this rehab process. I mean, I was doing a whole lot to get, you know, get this foot right as quickly as possible. They made a goal of, you know, of whatever the goal for the rehab was, and I was like, all right, I want to make sure I cut some months off, and, you know, now I'm out here doing stuff during OTAs, which, you know, moving around quick and feeling good and strong. So I'm always in that every season. You know, what can I get better at? What can I embrace? You know, what are the, I'm not going to shy away from things that are, you know, I'm either not good at or haven't been good at. You know, that's the stuff I want to attack on kind of every day.
It's been some time since you had like done any at center. Mm-hmm. Is that book closed?
I mean, personally, I always, you know, I think, as a player, if you mentally take the game at center, especially in the offensive line room, then it makes playing your position a little bit easier. Therefore, you kind of know, if you know what, if you have the, you know, the mental capability to kind of know what everybody's doing and still play your position at a really high level, then that's the approach I kind of take. I feel like I feel like it's been this my whole career. Like if they needed me to play center attack or in a pinch, you know what I mean? I feel like I could do it because I have done it before. But I mean, me and Kelsey talk all the time about what's going on, and I try to be in another perspective for him because he, you know, is extremely good at what he does. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I could do that in a pinch whenever.
Do you expect to be full go when training camp starts?
I personally, as a goal, definitely want that. I feel like I've been moving well during OTAs. I mean, I'm not really planning on taking any breaks these next, you know, 6-7 weeks. I want to be as good, if not better, than what I was before. That's always been my goal since October. So my goal is to be ready by training camp. You know, sometimes the doctors say something else, but, you know, I'm like I've been saying, you know, I want to embrace that challenge of, you know, being as, you know, if not fully ready as possible come, July 26th. So, you know, that's my goal.
There's some uncertainty that comes with, you know, being injured and, you know, move from left guard and all that sort of stuff. I'm curious what the conversations have been like with, you know, management, coaches, you know, have they given you like assurances about your future?
Man, you know, we can't talk about that stuff, man. I can't talk about any sort of those conversations, man. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to, you know, out there on the field, man, I'm gonna go ball out as soon as I can. And, you know, Coach Stout always talks about hungry dogs run faster. And I've been as hungry as they come the past, you know, 6-7 months.
When you got hurt in Dallas, Kelsey was asked about the injury. What he thought it meant for you when you got kind of emotional. Did that get back to you? And then what did that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot whenever, not only a football player of that caliber, but a person of that caliber, you know, thinks so highly of you. You know, and to be honest, I just try to be the same guy every day. You know, I want to come in, I want to work as hard as I possibly can to elevate myself and my teammates in whatever regard that is. And but it for sure, it meant a lot. You know, I mean, I've been playing with him and knowing him for a while. And I know he doesn't spare, you know, give out compliments sparingly. So I definitely appreciated it.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Doing good.
I just wanted to take you through last year when you got hurt. And it seemed like there was a chance initially that you'd be able to come back. How disappointing was it then that you weren't able to?
I mean, it was frustrating not be able to come back on the field because my biggest thing was trying to come back at least for the playoffs or anything or something like that. But as I was rehabbing, I saw I wasn't going to be ready. So it was really just a decision by the trainers and myself to try to just make sure I'll be back for the OTAs and be ready to go then.
It seemed like you were starting to kind of figure things out there on the field. How disappointing was it for the timing of it?
It was very disappointing because I realized I was starting to get better. I was starting to, my process was getting better. My movement was getting better. So the biggest thing was like just coming off of that injury and everything was just making sure I started off where I left off. So I feel like my injury, it was a setback, but then again, it helped me just hone in on my fundamentals. So I was able to just now during this offseason, when I started healing back up, was just looking back at the things that I just taking the right steps, taking the things I knew that I had to get where I was. So like the injury, it was a little setback because I knew I was getting better and I was getting better game by game. But I just the biggest thing is just not letting it affect me in the future. For now. Right now, I feel like it's been OTAs. Right now, we've been trying to just get better as a group. Like, I haven't been really thinking about my role, what my role going to be when the season starts. I feel like that's going to play out itself. So right now, I just feel like we're just helping each other as individuals. Like, we help each other. And, like, right now, I just feel like we help each other get better as individuals. We can be better as a group because you never know how the season may end, like, the season may go. So I just feel like we all just should be ready to play at any time. I feel like now it's really just everything, like just both. Like whatever I have to focus on just to make sure I know the playbook because I feel like last year I was able to get the wheel. I feel like I was able to master it for the most part. So now it's just like, man, able to just learn multiple positions because I don't want to be just focused on one position because you never know how the game may go. I might have to move to a position last minute. I want to be able to know what I'm doing.
Replay what you saw today's practice.
Say it again.
Oh
yeah, it was just it was a pass play. I'm not getting too deep with the scheme and everything, but it was like I just read the quarterback when your hand came off the ball. Me and the other linebacker were broken. Kaiser, he was able to tip it, and I was just following the ball. And then when the ball went up, I just caught it and just made sure I took it a couple yards just in case it was like in the real game.
What's it been like having Kaiser in the room last year?
I feel like it's actually been like a motivation. Like we all know we're going to compete and everything, but like he's a vet, so he's been in the league longer. So I ask him questions. Some things that he'll see that I probably won't see. I ask him like, "What did you see here? What did you see that?" So like by him being in the room, I feel like it's helping me a lot because like me personally, I'm going to ask questions even if it's because I know he's been in the league longer, he's been playing longer, he's seen way more things I've seen. So that addition, I feel like it's helped me a lot because I've seen things he do. I learned from everybody in the room, and it's been a great addition for. And I feel like it's been a positive for me.
Maybe on before 7-on-7s, Nick kind of brought the team together. You know, seemed like you addressed the team. What was the message there? Can you tell us about that?
Is that when?
Before you guys went to 7-on-7, you know, Nick kind of talked to the entire team.
He was just mostly just telling us that we make sure we finish the time strong. We're telling it's gonna be the last day of practice and everything. But just making sure that we going into 7-on-7, we had a great 7-on-7. Like going, making sure we're competing, and then making sure when we went home, and making sure we stand on top of everything these next six weeks, so we can come at the training camp and come running and everything, so we can really do something this season.
Second year with this coaching staff, are they expanding things, or is it more about just honing on what JG likes to do?
Well, I don't want to go too deep in the schematics or anything, but there's probably going to be. I'm not even going to say too much, but I'll just say that it's going to be it's great going to the second season just because a lot of the plays that we had last year we're putting in we're keeping in and everything, and I feel like it's going to be helping me personally just because I don't have to learn a new playbook new playbook because I've never been in a playbook more than 1 year. So I think by the new coaches, the same coaching staff being here, everybody still being here, it's going to help me, and not only me but the team, just the defense as a whole, because we don't have to learn too much new stuff. But there's probably some additions and everything. Like I said, I'm not going to get deep into it, but it's going to be a positive thing going forward. Kobe, he's a great player. I feel like me and him click personally, just because we both from Mississippi, we both from the South, so we talk a lot, and then we both play the same position. So me personally, I don't see it as competition just yet. I'm trying to, right now it's OTA, so we just connecting. So I'm we helping each other out. I'm helping him learn what he's doing, just because when the time comes, I know we're gonna have to compete, but right now it's all about connecting and just getting better as a team and getting better as a group.
When you were injured last year, how did you stay involved?
Just making sure I'm staying in meetings. I wasn't able to go over everything personally, but when I was in the training room, when I was doing my rehab, I'll just have my earphones in, just making sure I'm staying and just making sure I'm listening to what's going on in the meeting room, make sure I stayed engaged so I wouldn't fall too far behind, because my plan was to come back. So I wanted to make sure that I stayed on top of everything, just in case I did come back, I wouldn't be too far behind.
On the topic of Mississippi, I know you didn't play high school football, but you were coming up the same time as Indian Browns.
We didn't actually cross paths. I didn't see him, but I actually was coming out of junior college when I had an offer from Ole Miss. I had went to go see him play, and he was when he played at Ole Miss, I knew he was gonna be in the NFL soon, because I had saw the talent he had and everything. I didn't talk to him personally or anything, but just going to that game, I knew that he was gonna be something special.
Now, you've got a fairly linear improvement over these first group years in the league. What do you think the ceiling is for you, and what's next for you?
I just want to keep getting better each and every day. I think I can get better every day. I think there's still a lot I can improve on and keep getting better, which is a really exciting thing. Was able to learn, work on some things in OTAs, get a few corrections from the coaches, and keep using this time to get better, get ready for a big season this year.
What are your summer plans?
shoot, I'm going to be here most of the time, trying to move into a new house. And, you know, me and Avante split up. So I got to get that. But I'm going to be here most of the time working out here and with Lane. So excited just to have a good, busy summer here.
Are you going to the tight end university?
Yep. Yep. I'll be there again. That's coming up. In a week or so. Really excited for that. It was a great turnout last year. Was able to learn a lot. Excited to go back and, you know, hear from some of the best of the position and take away what I can get from them.
What did you gain from that experience last year? And are you part of the teaching process? You try to teach other tight ends there too?
I wasn't part of, like, the main teaching last year. It was more Kittle Kelsey and Greg Olson were the ones giving them the presentation. But when we get out onto the field, you know, everybody's giving their 2 cents. Everybody's telling their coaching points, what they're thinking on different things. So it's just a great place to go. There's a lot of knowledgeable people there. Just everybody can view the game differently and be very good at their own way. So it's just cool to hear how other people look at stuff, how other people game plan, how other people do different things. But yeah, there's just so much to learn. And, you know, just I learned a lot, took a lot away from it. Excited to go back this year for sure.
How hard is it? That was a long relationship.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's going to be a little bit of a change. The toughest part is probably going to be we're each going to have to drive to work. You know, we're not one of us is going to be able to sleep on the way. But we got places that are pretty close together, so hopefully we still see each other from time to time.
Who stood out at camp on the offensive side for you?
Radar guys. Golly, Brenton Covey, he's got a lot of potential. He's a good player. He's really smart in his route running. Other guys, I mean, he was the one that probably stood out the most. But I mean, Jalen looks really good. Just our whole offense as a whole, you know, we got a lot of good players. We got good people at the positions we need. And I think, it sets us up to put us in a good position at the start of the year.
Notice from Jalen Hurts this year as opposed to last year?
Just him going through his reads, his progressions. You know, I feel like the ball's got a little bit more zip on it. He's getting it out a little bit quicker. You know, you see kind of a 1-2-3 throw. You know, he doesn't have as many hitches. You know, he's seeing the game faster, which is really promising.
With the changes that you guys made, the additions, is the expectation that you'll compete for an NFC?
Oh, I mean, I think that's the goal every year. The goal every year is to win the division, get into the playoffs, and then ultimately win the Super Bowl. Ever since I've been here, that's been the goals. And, you know, we've been very close to hitting them every year. So I don't see it changing this year.
How's the offseason different? The offseason program, I should say, different for you? Kind of being, it's your first year with the contract. It's your first year kind of as, like, young question guy. Is there a different feeling for you when you walk around the building?
Not really. Ever since I've come here, you know, my main focus was just to get better each and every day. And none of that has really changed. You know, and shoot, this is the first off season that we've been able to be in the building for a while. You know, there's just been so much. So really just focused on learning more about the offense, the defense, just different things that I can take little tells and give myself an advantage. But no, ultimately, it's the same thing. Just come in here, try to get better, try to compete every day and put wins on tape.
So leader of the room now, what have you kind of seen from some of the younger tight ends, Jack and Grant and Noah and those guys? Obviously, Tyree's not healthy, but what have you seen from your group?
Yeah, I feel like we got a really good group. We're a smart group, but it's just really exciting to see the young guys grow. You know, the difference between year one and year two, they always say, is the biggest growth. And just talking through them, what I see on the routes, doing stuff. I mean, they've all come a long ways. I feel like as a group, we're running really good routes. We're doing the right thing. And ultimately, that's the most important.
Alex, you just listed a bunch of areas Jalen's improved. What does that say about me? You know, we're 2 weeks into the season, you can see that kind of difference. What does that say about him and his, I guess, offseason determination?
Yeah, I mean, his determination to be great is just something that you see every day. I was out there in California with him working, and, you know, the detail that he had with the coaches, looking at film, looking at his throwing mechanics, things like that. You know, he really wants to be great, and he shows that each and every day. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, he's what had 1,000 yards pretty much every year since he's been in the league. You know, I'm also excited just to see him run his slants, get the ball in his hand, and what he can do after is really exciting. But, yeah, it's just going to open up the field completely. You know, people are going to have to focus on him, focus on Schmitty, focus on me, focus on Jalen. You know, we got a lot of good pieces. We just got to continue to build and grow and use each other to get better each and every day.
G-N.